heavier than a lead swimsuit. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Hey, this is Kurt Manthe from the legendary Corpsicle. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Live. That was Corpsicle from their 1996 album, Deformation. I'm Rocker, here with Jimmy K, and you are listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7. Music has taken Kurt Manthe around the world. Kurt's journey started in the early 90s Madison metal scene when he joined the death metal outfit Corpsicle, which would eventually gain a bit of cult status as they shared the stage with legends like Overkill, Voivod, Gore, and especially Death with Chuck Schuldiner. Jimmy, Corpsicle even played my birthday party in 1996 when they opened for Acid Bath at the Annex.
Happy birthday!
But I digress. After Corpsicle, Kurt took on work with bands touring the U.S. and Europe. Being asked to jam on stage with Jungle Rot, it gave Kurt the itch to get back into music, and by 2009, Kurt was back in the scene with a new band, Vermillion. Vermillion released a 5-song EP in 2014, and with the addition of new members, the band is ready to start playing out and recording new music. On the phone with us right now is Kurt Manthe, singer, guitarist, and founder of Madison Death Metalers, Vermillion. Kurt, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Kurt, before we get to Vermillion, tell us a little bit about Corpsicle and what it was like playing death metal in the giant shadow of the grunge era of the 90s. I mean, I bet it was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, when I joined Corpsicle, it was in 1992. And around that time, some of the bigger bands in the death metal scene, like Cannibal Corpse, Suffocation, Immolation, they kind of already established themselves from kind of like the late 80s, coming out of the thrash metal scene. And they, so things were kind of, you know, through the whole time period, everything was moving so fast, you know. And so through the 90s, you know, the grunge came through and, you know, the metal was kind of still there with the Milwaukee Metal Fest kind of keeping it alive. But, you know, the shows back then, you know, even like with Cannibal Corpse, who nowadays, you know, they'd sell out a 2,000, 5,000 seat, you know, theater.
Yeah.
To like back then, you know, it was like you had 50 people come to the show. So it's tough. But, you know, we're fighting a fight, you know, with a lot of bands that, you know, those guys that survived through that time era. There's bands like Jungle Rot, Dissenter that were locally around the Midwest that, you know, stuck it out with their guns and, you know, just kind of catch their head above water to get through it all. And, you know, it's kind of some bands dropped off and some are still going.
Now, Vermillion's first show was playing Goat Lord Fest at the Wisco, which just opened up last weekend. What do you love about playing the Wisco?
Well, the Wisco is one of those type of places where it's kind of, the clientele is kind of like, you know, the metal crowd,
yeah,
mixed with some punkers and just, you know, just people are just kind of like, hey, anything goes. And it's kind of like one of those type of dive bars where you go in and it's like people are right up close to you. You know, there's no stage, you know, you kind of play down the floor, but you know, that just kind of added to everything. And like I say, our first show at, like you mentioned, was Goat Lord Fest. And actually, that's my debut playing guitar ever in front of anybody, because I always been a vocalist, you know, and then doing vocals at the same time with that. And after the first couple songs you play, the crowd is like, just kind of like, you know, big cheer and say, just, you know, like, wow, you know, we really, I guess we got them. And, you know, we carried on from that. And a bunch of shows poured in following that show throughout the Midwest, you know, down in Chicago, Milwaukee, you know, Minneapolis. And we started branching out pretty good with that.
Now, Vermillion has a show coming up on May 22nd at the Meyer Barn Pig Roast and Music Mayhem Festival in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And there are rock and country bands all day, but come early evening, my new band Iron Plow will set the stage for Vermillion, followed by a friend of the show, Mickey Magnum. Now, Kurt, you've played in the barn three times already. Tell our listeners about playing at the Meyer Barn and what they can expect at the Meyer Mayhem Festival.
Well, Meyer Barn, the first time we played it, you know, we're like, oh, you know, a barn show. It kind of reminded me back in the late 80s. We played a barn show. Actually, just get up some vocals with the band Chronic back in the day. They were like a local thrash metal band. And
yeah.
So it kind of reminded me of those times where, you know, just people came on out to party and have a good time. And the ambient of the Meyer Barn, it's like, you know, it's like a rustic setting. And
yeah,
you know, almost kind of reminds me of like, you know what, maybe the Grand Ole Opry upcoming, you know, artists would, you know, step on that stage for the first time and you're like in this big, huge opening and it sounds good. And it's just like, it's just a really cool vibe there. And when we played it, it was like, yeah, it's probably one of my highlights of my career of playing a show at a place like that, because it's just, it's really neat. And Andy Meyer is a great guy. He's a musician himself, and he'll be on that show on the 22nd with his bands. And yeah, he's a big supporter of local music that people work hard for.
You know, he does.
And we're also excited about Iron Plow, with your band there, Rocker, and Nicky Magnum. I mean, it's gonna be an exciting and fun time. And I mean, for $10, a pig roast and 9-10 bands.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. And it's just nice to be back out again after the long year or more of everything being shut down and no one playing anywhere because of the pandemic.
That's right. And, you know, Andy supports so many different genres of music. I love that.
Yeah. He's even trying to get me to play steel guitar on one of his projects. And that's a different breed of instrument, but I'm learning it, and hopefully I can help him out with that.
Steel guitar. Hey, yeah. Let's check out some Vermillion from their debut EP from 2014. This is Decade of the Roach on Max Inc. Heavy, heavy for the people.
Take it off. Sanctified. We're the roach. Tether down. The sisters of our guard. Venture builders on the dark. Pity on. Lowly birds. Rounding bodies. Pity on.
for the deranged. That's Lysergic here on Max Inc. Heavy. Lysergic existed in the Mad City from 91 to 94 and featured Jeff Grieshammer from Magic 7 and Crackhammer on drums, Sean Williams of Y-Lab on guitar, Jesse Kneebone and BK, Brian Ketterer on bass, who passed away in 2016. Thanks to Kurt Manthe from Vermilion for coming on the show tonight, and thanks to Fit to Be Tied for playing in the Devil's Lair. You can catch Fit to Be Tied along with Iron Plow, Vermilion, and Mickey Magnum at the Meyer Barn Pig Roast and Mayhem Music Festival in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on May 22nd.
And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to do it all over again, folks. Let's close out the show and say happy anniversary to Corey and Tracy Kastner. They just had their 17th wedding anniversary. Let's end the show with some Kill Jr. This is Distractomatic on Max Inc. Heavy.